Australia's leading technology webcast.
Tech Talk for Geeks.
Welcome to the Tech Webcast podcast number 97, recorded on the 16th of October 2010. Today's hosts are Brad and Jason with special guest Jimmy from Tango Me. Over to you, Brad.
Hello, Mr. Jason. Welcome back.
Hey. Yes, welcome back indeed. Been busy working on the Tech Webcast app. Should be ready to submit to the App Store pretty soon.
Good stuff, dude. Good stuff. We're talking to Jimmy about Tango app. Hello, Jimmy.
Hi. Hi, Jason. Hi, Brad.
Hello. I'm well, mate. I'm well. What is the Tango app and what does it do?
The Tango app is a video chat application for the iPhone and the Android platform. And it allows you to communicate over a Wi-Fi or 3G network to anywhere around the world. And you can do video and audio chats.
Cool.
What is it with the application that differentiates it from the FaceTime, which comes with the iPhone 4?
Well, it does allow you to video chat between iPhone 4 and the 3GS. And, of course, it also allows you to chat with those that are on the Android platform.
Does it use a set of SIP servers, or is it use the technology that's in the FaceTime, which I believe Steve Jobs said was going to be open, or is it something else?
Well, I'm not familiar with the technology that FaceTime uses. Our application is communicating peer-to-peer, and this is what we are using today.
I guess the best thing about it is that you can go between iPhone and Android, whereas FaceTime obviously doesn't do that at this point in time.
Yes, that's true.
Cool. So how long has the app been around? When did you start working on it?
Well, the app launched about about 2 weeks ago, and we reached 1 million registered users just recently.
That's pretty neat. We've got to be happy with that.
I would say that it has exceeded our expectations, and we have registered users globally.
So do you register using the app, or do you go to a website first and then launch the app, or how does that work?
Well, the registration is done on the app. All you have to do is provide your number, your name, and when you save that, that's your registration. It's as simple as that.
Cool. So I expect they have a contacts list so you can add your friends and family there into your contacts?
That's correct. So you are able to invite your friends and family through SMS or email. And when they receive this message, when they register, you will automatically see them and they will automatically see you. And this is how you are able to chat with each other.
Is there a way of grouping your contacts into like friends, coworkers, family, or is that something for the future perhaps?
It's a great idea, and I think I will jot that down and pass it over to our product team.
Cool. It sounds something interesting. Mm.
Great idea. All right, Jimmy, so this application work on the iPod Touch, the fourth generation?
Currently it does not, Brad, and it is a great idea, and we've received suggestions just like what you mentioned.
Okay, cool.
How much does the app cost, and where's the best place to find it?
The app is free, and it's available on the iPhone's App Store and for Android users from the Android market. And you can find it under social networking on the App Store for iPhone. And for the Android market, you can find Tango under communications or simply search for Tango video.
Okay. All right. What made you make this application?
Well, it's a good question. I think that the founders and really believed that they wanted to make a difference and solve a need that they recognize that exists. And what we wanted to do was to provide an experience that people can have to connect with their friends and family all around the world. And so they built this great team to solve a very complicated problem and to make it simple for free video calling.
All right. I expect it's a bit difficult with the 3GS to be able to have the conversation since the camera's on the back and the viewer's on the front, but I guess that's just something they have to put up with since Apple didn't put the front-facing camera on the 3GS.
Well, I found that, and I've spoken to other users, and they have created, they have used the 3GS to share. This is a great product to share your experience. For example, you can share what you're seeing. And another creative way that some of our users have shared with us is that they have also been able to use standing in front of a mirror using this reflection as a way to project their face to their friend.
I thought of that while I was mulling over the ideas there. So you have quite a lot of users. Is it just video to video, or do they have any built-in typing? They can type messages to each other as well?
Jason, currently it's video and audio, and the idea of text is an excellent one, and I will make that note as well.
Cool. Does it support the original or old 3G, or is that too slow to be not enough features to be able to work with this?
The original iPhone 3G is a slower handset, and we found that the OS, of course, can only go so high, and so the experience is best with the 3GS and the iPhone 4.
Neat.
All right. Sounds good, mate. Now, what's coming up on the app? Any updates coming soon for the iPhone?
Well, we are continuing to meet the and investigate the demands of our customers.
Yep.
And the product team is going through different features, and we're working around the clock to implement and build these features. So definitely follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and
we'll do.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do very soon.
Wicked, mate, wicked. I'll look forward to it. Now, I actually did a video call with you, Jimmy, the other day, a while back, probably about a week ago, mate. I love it. It works really good. And the video quality was really good, I would have to say. The video call was really, really clear.
Well, thank you.
What's the requirements for Android devices? Does it require Froyo or 2.1 or higher, or does it work on 1.6, 1.5?
For the Android platform, it requires 2.1 or higher.
Cool. All right. Okay, well, Warlock, let's get into some tech news, and we'll come back and talk to Jimmy in a minute.
All righty. starting off with tech news, a free fan-made remake of the Duke Nukem 3D game has been given the go-ahead by its original developers and current copyright holders, with a multiplayer demo is timetabled for sooner than you think. Making the announcement on the official Duke Nukem Forever forum, the project's lead designer Frederick Schreiber unveiled his project, provisionally titled Duke Nukem Next Gen, remaking the 1996 classic using modern tech behind games such as Gears of War, Mass Effect, and Bioshock. Schreiber's team mocked up a test level and sent pictures to the two co-founders of 3D Realms, who made Duke Nukem 3D. That convinced Gearbox Software, now developing Duke Nukem Forever, to get on board and ask their publisher to give Mr. Schreiber the okay for a remake. The team is looking for help not just in testing the PC game, but also in making it, with a call for talented artists, coders, and animators sent out. iPhone maker Apple can stop people from sending and receiving objectionable messages, better known as sexting. A patent which was first submitted to the US Patent and Trademark Office in 2008 is aimed at stamping out sexting on Apple's iPhone, the Daily Telegraph said. However, the patent will also enable Apple to view every iPhone user's text. According to tech blog TechCrunch, the background info for the patent states that, in part, there is currently no way to monitor and control text communications to make them user-appropriate. For example, users such as children may send or receive messages, intentionally or not, with parentally objectionable language. And of the patent itself, if one embodiment, the control application includes a parental control application. The parental control application evaluates whether or not the communication contains approved text based on, for example, objective ratings criteria or user's age or grade level, and if unauthorized, prevents such text from being included in the text-based communication. If the control contains unauthorized text, the control application may alert the user, the administrator, or other designated individuals of the presence of such text. So Apple there keeping the world nice and clean and wholesome. Microsoft and Facebook have announced they will form a partnership to offer personalized search results based on social networking data. The deal will see search results on Microsoft's Bing engine personalized to each user using data from their Facebook profile. Today's structure of the web is topical, said Kui Liu of Microsoft. The more information search engines can tap into, the more predictive powers can help users make better decisions and complete tasks more efficiently. The deal is an attempt by Microsoft to increase its share of the search market against rival Google. Bing currently lags behind the industry leader, which saw its market share increase to 66.1% in September, according to analysts from internet metrics company Comscore. The report showed Bing's market share inched up to 11.2% behind Yahoo, which saw its share drop from 17.4% to 16.7%. One of the more prominent features under the new integration will be Bing's ability to produce personalized results based in part on information from the like function in Facebook. Scientists in Germany say the days of humans behind the wheel are numbered as they unveiled the latest self-driving car. In the future, it will be forbidden for safety reasons for people to drive cars, predicted Professor Raoul Rogers of Berlin's Free University. The cars of today are horses of yesterday. In 5 to 10 years, the technology could be applied in private areas like airports, factories, or warehouses. On motorways, in 10 to 20 years, in cities, the obstacles could be removed in 20 to 30 years. The car, dubbed the Made in Germany, MIG, by scientists, uses cameras, laser scanners, heat sensors, and satellite navigation, even in tunnels, to detect other vehicles and pedestrians and respond to traffic lights. The technology will sharply reduce the number of cars on the road because people will no longer need their own vehicle so much. Instead, using driverless cars pooled in a car share schemes, the MIG's developers believe. Autonomous cars are the real green cars, Professor Rogers said. We could use a fraction of the cars that we now have. If China and India want the same level of mobility as us, then the world is not big enough. The only real solution when it comes to sustainability and preserving resources is car sharing. That's the news for today.
Great stuff, Walk, as always, mate. Great news. Great articles as well, mate. Now, back to Jimmy. With this application, mate, is it going to be free for a long time, or is it going to be a price at any time soon? Or
it's a good question. I am, you know, on the technical side, so I don't know okay. the business plans at this time.
Okay. So, what do you actually do at Tango, Jimmy? I forgot to ask you about that too. What's your role at Tango?
Yes, I'm the lead QA engineer for the Tango team. So I lead the testing effort.
Okay. And the name, who came up with the name? Where did the name come from?
I think the name came from the founders. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that's where it came from.
Oh, okay.
It takes two to tango.
Indeed.
All right. Okay. So Tango. So that's that. You can check that. You can check out tango.me. Is that right? That's the web address. www.
That's correct.
Tango.me, and the application is free on the iTunes store. Do you guys have Twitter?
We do have a Twitter account, yes, and you can find that on the Tango.me website, and we also have a Facebook
Wicked.
Account.
All right, so all your people join up there and follow you on Twitter and ask questions. Can people email you and do test calls as what I did the other day?
That's great. I think the thing is that between Twitter and Facebook is a great way to reach out to our product team.
Yep.
And you know, you want some experience, just express yourself.
Yep, for sure, community. Mate. For sure, mate, for sure. Now, I just want to have a quick word to Warlock. Now, you bought a TiVo the other day, Warlock.
Yeah, that's right. I got a good deal down at the local Meijer. I first went to the Good Guys and didn't see anything there, so I checked out a couple other places and got offered $699 for the TiVo plus the home networking and Wi-Fi, and then I went to Meijer and they had a sale on, so I got the Wi-Fi adapter free with that for about $583, which is better than $699.
Well, that's a good deal.
Yeah, I've found out since in their Whirlpool forums that you can order it online and get it for $524 if you use, I think it's the keyword, My Second TiVo.
Yep.
But I'm very happy with the deal I've got, and can't wait to get it going once I move into my new place next weekend.
Wicked, good stuff. Now, what made you buy TiVo?
Well, I liked having a PVR. I've been using Foxtels on and off. Yep. The last place that I was staying at had a Foxtel IQ2 box, which I use from time to time. But I just don't have that much time to sit around watching TV. So, and the cost of the Foxtel is an ongoing cost, whereas the TiVo is a one-off, and it connects to the internet, keeps you up to date with the latest shows, and the TV guide's constantly updating.
Yep.
You can use it to record two programs at once and watch another pre-recorded program.
Yep.
And put in season passes and things like this, and they're always adding new features. So I thought that'd be a great way. I can set it up at home, record some kids' programs as well, since my daughter is moving in with me next year. And she gets up early in the morning, usually about 6 o'clock, which is way before I do. She can go in the lounge room and put on the TV and watch a couple of shows before I get out of bed. And it should be easy enough to use. And I also noticed that the remote that comes with it can be programmed to turn on the television as well.
Yes, that is correct.
So I don't know what's going to happen with my Harmony remote now, because the TiVo remote's going to be able to do everything. Maybe the Harmony is just going to be a backup remote, or I can use that one for my DVD player. Yeah. But I'm running out of uses for the remote now that this one can do just about everything I need.
Okay. Now, do you have a home? Do you have a home theater system and a HD TV?
I've got a HD TV which will do up to 720p, which I bought probably about 6 years ago for $1,500, and it's only 26-inch. But today, for half that price, I can get much more features.
Yeah, for sure.
You can't tell what's going to happen in the future, and I really wanted a nice HD TV back then. So I think the 1080p televisions back then were about $4,000, so I'm pretty happy with what I've got. I don't have a huge place anyway, so a giant 100-centre TV is not going to do me that much use anyway, so I'm very happy with what I've got, and the TiVo will do a bit of HD there as well. So.
Yep. Well, as you know, on Freeview now, we don't have many HD channels anymore. They're all... Oh, well, we do, but...
One or two, but most of the TV channels have gone back to standard def.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so... I don't know, there's still stuff on there to watch, I'm happy with it, but, you know.
I'm going to put in a Bill Gates type thing and say 720p should be enough for everybody. I mean, even Steve Jobs thinks so. The Apple TV only does up to 720p, and he thinks that's good enough, particularly for streaming and that. So.
Yeah, exactly. Also, there's TiVo, software. You can actually transfer stuff from the TiVo onto the computer. You can actually watch TV shows as well.
Yes, at the moment the home networking package is about $99, but I've seen on forums that a couple of times a year they have a special on where you can buy the home networking package key for about $10 or less, so I'll be just wait around till that happens and I'll be able to get that activated so I can transfer video back and forth.
Yeah, I use it all the time. I love it. I transfer stuff from it over on the computer and watch it on my computer here, and works really well.
Well, I look forward to trying that out next weekend.
Love it. Now, are you going to be on the podcast next weekend at all, Warlock, at all?
So should be, yeah.
All right, good stuff, mate. All right, so you on next week. Jimmy, now, what else is coming up on your application, mate, with the Tango?
Well, we just made a new release earlier today for the Android market.
Yep.
And we made some improved some coverage on our server side, so we are continuing to improve the quality of the product and continuing to invest in and build new features for the future. This is what's coming down the line, my friends.
Good
stuff. And getting some cool ideas off some podcast hosts head on.
Well, most definitely. I got that written down already.
Wicked. All right. Okay. Anything else you want to add before we go, Warlock? We'll finish up with this podcast. We haven't missed anything out, have we, mate?
No. If you want to do some beta testing for a couple of iPhone apps that I've got almost ready for release, you can go to bluebilby.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at WAULOK as Warlock. And at the moment, since I'm nearly finished these other ones, I'm trying to come up with an idea for a game. I might end up using the Kokos 2D for iPhone framework to release that. I was originally looking at the Game Salad and following that on the website, but they've just made a complete change of direction, which has annoyed a lot of people, and they've had a mass exodus from there because originally you could pay $99 a year for a license and produce your app and then release it on the App Store under your own name and your own app account. And then if you wanted to pay $2,000 for the yearly license, then you would be able to take off their branding, such as Made with Game Salad. But they've just been taken over by a new management, and they've decided that the best thing to do is to give it away free, but all applications must be released through the Game Salad iTunes account and will be branded with their stuff, so you lose a lot of your own branding and control over your application, and they also take a percentage of every sale. So a lot of people are very unhappy with that because they'll lose money from losing a percentage of their sales. They won't be able to submit it to the App Store themselves, and they won't be able to support clients themselves through the App Store or watch the statistics for downloads and information there as well. So a lot of people got very annoyed and have left looking for greener pastures. I saw some went to Ansgar's Corona application SDK. Well, and they've actually got a bit of a sale on at the moment for people who are leaving Game Salad. Some are going to Kokos 2D for iPhone. Some are looking at Unity 3D. So
yeah.
The big changes there. But Kokos 2D is free, so I think that's the kind of payment that I would like to
make. Yeah, for sure,
Get support for making games. So I'm going to look into that over the next couple of weeks.
Do you reckon you'll be making any sort of iPad apps at all, Warlock at all, anytime soon, mate, or...?
Possibly, yeah. I think if I made some games, I'd look into scaling them up to iPad size. I think it's all built into Kokos 2D already, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Cool. So would you ever buy an iPad just to test these applications out, or would you probably not, or not?
At this point in time, no, because particularly with... I don't have much use for an iPad at this stage, and next year things are going to get a lot expensive with my daughter living with me, with school costs for school and extra costs for food and rent and stuff. So money's going to be a bit tight, I think.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's a good...
You can be my beta tester.
Yeah, sure, I can test it. I've got an iPad. Jimmy, have you got an iPad, mate?
No, I don't have an iPad.
Okay. Now, you've got an iPhone 4, haven't you?
That's correct.
Now, what sort of applications do you get into on the iPhone 4?
Oh, I have all kinds of applications, you name it, utilities, games.
What's some of your favorite games?
I don't know. I think that I've been playing some baseball game recently. I forget the name, but it's kind of a baseball time right now in the U.S.
Very popular over there, that kind of thing, isn't it?
I love Fruit Ninja. It's a good game.
Yeah, I played a bit of Fruit Ninja as well.
I'm hooked on that game. All right, okay, so this has been episode 97. Jimmy, thanks so much for being on, mate.
Hey, thank you for having me. That's been great.
That's okay, mate. You can come back anytime you want and discuss about the application with any updates at all.
So and Brad, don't forget, where do people find you on Twitter?
I forgot. Brad Oz and at Tech Webcast. They're the main two Twitter things.
And the website?
Techwebcast.info and bradsblog.org. And cool. Twitter, please stop sending me spam. I'm sick of it.
Oh, and also, Brad, you lost the game. Sorry.
Okay, that's good. And where's Dylan, by the way? I want to know where Dylan is.
Missing.
He's missing.
He's had too much Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Mountain Dew, yeah. Also, episode 100's coming up soon too, guys, so don't think about that.
Hopefully the app will be released by then.
Good stuff. Thanks for being on, guys. Thanks, Warlock, and thanks to Jimmy.
Thanks, Brad.
Tango. Thanks, mate. Thank you.
This is Tech Webcast.
Computers.
Technology.
Gadgets.
And other geeky stuff.
It's on iTunes. It's awesome.
And it's from the future.
Follow us at twitter.com/techwebcast.
And
on Facebook. And check techwebcast.info for info. Tech Webcast.
Turn on. Tune in. Drop on.